So when I was looking at this book maybe about a year ago, there's lots of Pali quotes in there.
Yes.
And it's not obvious that it's coming from Bhikkhu Bodhi or like that particular passage you read out with the forsaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bhikkhu Bodhi uses relinquishment of acquisitions. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, did you translate it yourself? Or
anything that hasn't got a name on it was tweaked by me in my bit of the book. Lumpur Pasando was far more faithful to other translators. I am more conceited, more confident of my own renditions. So that, yeah, anything without a name on it is my own adjustment. And often I've put things together, say from Bhikkhu Bodhi or Nyanaponika, from Bhikkhu Nyanamoli or Ajahn Tanisaro, and so sort of. And sometimes you'll find a quotation and you know, one word just goes, it doesn't feel quite right. But I would do some research and sort of look into it. I wouldn't be completely flagrant or conceited that I know better. I would look into it and then choose another word. Say, if there's something in Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation, he uses the word revulsion, which is accurate in one sense, but yeah, it doesn't seem quite to carry the tone that seems most accurate. So that I would borrow somebody else's translation for that same term. But I'd go back to the Pali and look and say, okay, that's what he's translated as revulsion, and so Venerable Nyanaponika has this, or Ajahn Tanisaro has that. So then I would put those together. So in the first 12 chapters, there's a lot more. Which I put together, and the last 8 chapters were Lumpur Pasando, so he's much more inclined just to quote the experts. But I've always had a tendency towards overconfidence and in my own understanding.